Welcome to the Corporate to Coach podcast. I'm Pamela, a former corporate professional turned certified life and business coach and mentor. If you're ready to sign clients, grow your soul-led coaching business, and shed the employee identity so you can step fully into business ownership, you're in the right place. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. So today I am sharing with you three questions that I ask myself almost every day to sign my next paid client. And I want to share them with you because they give me so much aliveness and nourishment, and they're so generative to me that I wanted to share them with you because one of my core principles is building a business that is in alignment and that feels like, I can't wait to do this. I get to do this every day. And a big part of allowing that to happen and allowing yourself to build the business that you want and not just creating another version of your 9-to-5 is by staying connected to the energy and the embodiment that you actually want to be creating in. And this is so integrative, like it really does blend into every aspect of your private life, your business life, the way that you market and sell, the way that you attract clients, the way that you even become the client, the coach of choice for your clients. So this episode is for you. If you are so ready to sign your next client, this is going to be so powerful for you because it's going to give you that edge that maybe you have been missing. And this is especially for you if you are a little bit disconnected and a little bit like, oh my God, where is my next client coming from? And how am I going to do this? And where are they? And I'm just posting into the void. If this is happening for you, it's because you're disconnected from what really matters. You're disconnected from your power, from your embodiment. You're not in alignment, but it's so easy to get back into it. And you can do this at any time. If you are really serious about this, then you will save this episode, get your notepad out, write down these questions. I challenge you to actually journal on this every single day until you sign a client. And I know like maybe 1% of you will do this, and that's okay. Because also, it's pretty good to have these little nuggets in the back of your subconscious because that also can move the needle. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for these questions? And look, I haven't dressed these up in any way. These are truly the way that I experience them. So what you might may find is that as I explain them to you and as I dive into what they stand for, you will be able to cultivate maybe your own question, your version of this that lands for you. So don't feel like you have to use my language. Obviously, I'm a coach first and foremost and a mentor second. So whilst this falls under the mentorship bracket, imagine we were coaching together and that we were in a one-to-one right now. What I would be doing next is helping you find your version of these questions. But if it helps you to use my version, then by all means do. But that's not because my version is better. This is what works for me. You need to find what works for you. And if you want help with that, then book a consult and you can have a chat and discuss how one-to-one is going to give you that generative support to grow your soul-led business your way, finding your questions, finding your empowerment. So let's dive into the questions. Number one is, am I in my power? I love this question so much. What that means for me, what that represents is like, am I being the version of me that I want to be? Am I actually holding myself to the love and reverence and power and magic that I know I can bring to the table? It is so easy to get wrapped up in the, I don't know what to say today, opening Canva and staring at a blank page, doom scrolling for inspiration, looking for a trend, looking for ideas, going to some freaking cheap ass hook PDF that you downloaded like, 2 years ago from a seven-figure coach, hoping that that's going to be the answer. It's not going to be the answer. You being in your power is the answer. You being in your embodiment, you becoming the coach that people want to hire, that's an inside job. That doesn't come from a hook. That doesn't come from a trend. Use those things as tools for sure. I do all the time. They're great. I give them to my clients, like whatever. I'm all for it. But the thing that translates into the client is you being in your power. But this isn't just about content creation, because I've said it a million times over. Content creation in and of itself doesn't sign clients. So if that isn't what signs clients, then what is? Well, it's that power piece. It's the embodiment piece. It's you moving the needle, you creating the momentum, you pulling them in, energetically expanding your field of resonance, of desire, of come and work with me energy. That personal power is what you need to be cultivating. So when you ask yourself, am I in my power? And I know it's a binary question, and I know we don't ideally do that in the coaching setting, but I always think it's very telling, because when you do ask a binary question in a really strategic way like this, you know your truth will tell you. Doesn't matter how much capacity you have today. Doesn't matter how much you have to give. Doesn't matter how much time you have to give. At any moment, you can choose to be in your power. That might look different from moment to moment. In your power might look like being empowered, being the most energetic, the most alive, the most connected. There may also be times where actually you're a little bit run down, you're a little bit beaten up, you're a little bit like, oh, yeah, I'm tired, I don't have much to give right now. But what would power look like in this moment? Well, maybe that looks like nourishing yourself, taking care of yourself, being gentle with yourself, being your own best friend, giving yourself some loving compassion. And from that place of personal power, what wants to come through? Maybe there's softness. Maybe there's compassion. Maybe there's understanding. Then when that informs your message, something very, very beautiful can happen. That can create connection. That can create vulnerability. That can create the opportunity, the gateway for your client to see resonance in you. And there will be other times where for you, that looks like the kick-ass version of you, the you that's energized, that's well-rested, that's well-fucked, that's inspired, motivated, activated, whatever it is for you. Find your personal power in any given moment. And this, like I said earlier, this isn't just about how you show up in your content creation. This isn't just about you marketing and selling, but you'll need to do that. And that will come through in the next two questions. This is also about you being able to hold the energy in the in-between. Who are you when you're alone? Who are you when you're in your downtime? Who are you when you don't have anything to do, when you're stopping to cook, when you're resting, when you're, I don't know, getting ready in the morning, when you're looking after your body, getting a good night's rest, working out because you said you would, journaling because you said you would, doing the things that actually nourish you and fill your cup? Do you give yourself permission to do that from personal power because it delights and excites you, because it fulfills you, because it nourishes you, because it's generative for you, because you like yourself more when you do these things for you first? And then the ripple effect of that goes out into your embodiment, and that is felt through your message. That is being in personal power, my friend. So, am I in my power? Enjoy that question. To be honest, God, that could have been the freaking episode. But let's dive into the other two questions, because I did promise them to you. And I'm not going to retract what I said I would do. So this is another question that's a little bit more tactical and a little bit more really focused on like actual client generation. So especially for my clients inside Thrive Group, but also my one-to-one. In Thrive Group, it's purely business focused. It is the place you come to build your business. So this is the question for my Thrive Group clients, lean in. For my future Thrive Group clients, lean in. If you're still on the fence, lean the fuck in, because I want you to be out in the world, living and breathing, being the coach that you know you are here to be. But when you are wanting to build a coaching business, you wear your coach hats during coaching sessions. When you are building your business and signing clients, you need to be in your CEO embodiment. You need to be out there unapologetically marketing and selling your services. The coach will come through in the content you create, in the message that you share. in what you present in your embodiment? Absolutely. But this question is about getting you into your unapologetic CEO embodiment so that you can reach more people, have influence, market and sell more powerfully. Are you ready? The question is, have I done something client-facing today? You have heard me speak many times before about thinking about your business 24/7 versus actually building your business. It is a very different kettle of fish to be thinking about content, to be wanting clients, to be comparing yourself to other people who are out there in the arena, getting their ass kicked, doing the do, versus actually being so alive, so out there, so busy with your own creativity, connections, expansion, refining your offers, putting your offers out there, getting excited about what you're up to, sharing the message, communicating that to people, actually sharing it so that it is out there, released in the world for people to be able to discover you, be nurtured by you, and then to be able to convert them. You need to be client facing. Whether it's clients that pay you, clients that are yet to pay you, clients that don't even know you exist yet, but when they do, they are going to want to pay you. You have to be doing things in your business where they can even know that you exist, where they know what you do, where they know that you're available and open for business. So interesting. At the moment, I'm following this person. She is freaking divine. Her message is beautiful. To be fair, she's doing something client-facing because I see her almost every day and she posts the most amazing content. I know that she exists. Does your audience know that you exist? Do they? Do they know that you're a coach? Do they see you in your power? Going back to that first question, do they feel you in your power with whatever power you have to give them that day? Are you actually out there being client-facing? So this now leads on to the third piece, because this person that I've been following, whose work I freaking love, she is divine. I have no idea how to work with her. And it's, to be honest, it's kind of pissing me off right now. I love what she has to offer. I like what she's about. I want a piece of whatever magnetism she's exuding. I have noticed now for the last 2 weeks that she hasn't actually shared what she's about. So I've settled with the acceptance that maybe she's just a content creator and all I can do is consume her stuff. If I could work with her, I would run to her office. But does she ever share them? Well, if she does, I ain't seen it. And that's assuming I've even seen 10% of what she has to offer. So question number three is, have I shared my offer? Even if you're in your power, even if you have been client-facing, you still need to tell people how to work with you. Guys, is this feeling too obvious to you right now? Like, is this like, okay, yeah, I'm seeing this. Okay, yeah, it's that simple, guys. It really, really, really is. Simple, but not easy. Hence why people hire me to help them with this, because what goes into being client-facing? Well, the visibility piece, the putting yourself out there. Most of my clients who work with me, I don't work with beginners. So frankly, they all started, they started getting visible. They do the posts, they get online. But are you showing your face? Are you sharing your voice? If you are sharing your face and sharing your voice, are you in your passion? Are you in your power? And if you are you clear about what you're offering? Are you convicted and in alignment with what you're offering? Do you feel very confident about the results that you create for your clients? If the answer is maybe, kind of, I think so, I'm not sure, can I do that? Can I say that? Who am I to do that? Am I ready yet? Then even when you're visible, even when you're posting content, even when you're working really hard on doing all of the like embodiment stuff and the journaling, and you're working on your morning routine and you're practicing positive thinking and you're investing in yourself and you're doing all the things and you're even being client facing and you've got like bits and bobs in place in terms of your business. If you're not sharing your offer, or rather, if you're not getting clients who are approaching you and saying, what are you about? I want to work with you. I'm ready for the next step. What's the next step? That's happening because of a few things. You're either not in your power, which we've discussed. You're either not actually visible. But if you are in your power and you're visible, are you visible enough? This is a bit of a head fuck, because I don't want to be perpetuating this idea that more equals more sales, but because you will reach a point of diminishing returns. This is one of the most valuable trainings that I've done inside Thrive Group so far. It was a live training I did with the group a couple of weeks in. When you join, you will get access to all of the replays from the previous cohorts. So you will be able to see this training. But I dive into that really difficult balance of building the volume of how much you are showing up to a level where you actually stand a chance of being seen enough times that people will actually realize who you are, what you do, that you can help them, and that you have something that you're offering that they would even want in the first place. And then doing that consistently enough so that they actually lean in and then go, oh, fuck, I want to work with her. This doesn't take time. This is potency. This is power. This is having the right components in place. If you don't have that, if you're not sharing your offer frequently enough, people simply won't realize that you're offering anything, won't realize that you're the coach for them, won't realize that they can even buy something from you. And sharing it once is not going to cut it, I'm afraid. Most of you are barely showing up at the volume that you actually need. But what is the perfect volume? I wish I could tell you. It's going to look different for everyone, because everyone's audience is different. Everyone's level of power and potency is different. Everyone's level of conviction in their own messaging and the results that they can help their clients with is at slightly different levels. So for many of my clients who are in that like less than 50K all-time revenue range, you're still developing your confidence in what you actually help your clients with. You're still finding the message. And you're still learning how to communicate what you can even do for people. So you're building a lot of skill set once. And like what's happening is that is reflected in the lack of clarity that you have over what your offer actually is, what challenges you help people with, where you help them get to, the kind of results that you help them create. You're getting lost in niche drama, title drama. Do you need a program? Do you need to be adding all these materials into the thing? Versus, how am I communicating my message? Am I actually communicating my offer frequently, potently, powerfully? And am I doing it enough? And don't get me wrong, there is a point where you will reach diminishing returns. There is a point where doing more isn't actually better. But most of you are so scared of burnout. You're so scared, or you have this like intrinsic fear that you don't have the capacity, that you don't want to be too salesy. You don't want to like exhaust your audience. You don't want to do it too much. You're afraid of being too much, that you don't actually end up being visible at all, even if you're creating content. Guys, it's a freaking minefield out there. So that's a lot to navigate. But if you ask yourself every single day, have I shared my offer today? Again, powerful use of a binary question. And it's not about making yourself feel shit. It's not about judging yourself. It's not about, I don't know, being an asshole to you. You've got to be your own best friend in this process, but you've also got to hold yourself to account. Are you building a business, or are you just a content creator? Do you like the idea of becoming a coach more than you actually are living and breathing, building the business that you want to step into? Is it a little bit comfortable for you to actually just say, oh, I'm really tired today. It was a really busy day at work. I don't have time to do this. I've got some back end I need to do. I've got clients that I need to follow up with. I'm not in the headspace to be creating content and selling. Oh my gosh, that's just too much for me right now. Maybe I'll just, I don't know, watch another training, make myself feel better by messaging my coach besties, but I can show up tomorrow when I've got more energy. They're all excuses. And it sucks to hear. But this is the level of personal power, back to question one, we need to hold ourselves accountable to in order to get to question three, so that we can even be in the place of embodiment where when we ask ourselves the question, so there's a reason I asked you in this order, where we get to ask ourselves the question, have I shared my offer today? Where when you ask yourself, the binary is very clear. Yes, I freaking did that. Tick that box. I don't even need to ask the question because I've already done it. Versus, no, I haven't. Oh, fuck. Can I bring myself to do that? Can I cultivate the energy? Can I dig for this? Sometimes you have to. But the best place to dig for the energy is not dig for the energy because you don't have it to give. That's how burnout happens. That's exactly why you wanted to leave your 9-to-5 in the first place. So where do we create the energy? Where do we tap into that unlimited resource of capacity that lives within us? We connect to our personal power. Back to question one, baby. Where do you need to be in your power? How can you come back to your power? Go back to question one before you ever think about tackling question two or three. That's the trick. If you do this, if you practice this every single day, am I in my power? Have I been client facing? Have I shared my offer? You're not going to get it perfect every single time, but if you do this on repeat, I promise you, clients will be coming. They will be here. You will see the evidence of it. And then the beautiful thing is that the more evidence you gather, the more this proves itself true for you, the less it becomes something you have to trust and believe in and something you know. Hence how I can say it with so much conviction, because I prove to myself time and time again that when I am in my personal power, when I am client facing, and when I have shared my offer, I always create clients, and so will you. All right, that was it today. Drop me a DM if you love this episode. Make sure you download my client creation guide and the visibility series. The links will be in the show notes. And then book your consult to work with me one-to-one for life and business coaching. But if you're in the arena of life is pretty good, I've got this, I just want that momentum with my business, I want this energy, I want to be able to plug into this, and you want my eyes on your business in a beautiful group setting with other coaches who are on this journey too, then Thrive Group is being released very, very soon for the next cohort. Get on my email list by downloading the client creation guide and all the visibility series to be the first to know, to have access to the early bird and exclusive offers, because that is going to be released very, very soon. And we're going to be doing more of this work together. All right. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.